Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Extended edition of the Thanksgiving Eve program on WGH Talk. Won't be on the air tomorrow, but we'll be back Friday with the big After Thanksgiving show. The Christmas tree will be up. Bob will be in here. Bob, by the way, what is the Christmas-themed pizza for Friday morning?
Well, see, I'm stumped here.
Well, yeah. Are you now?
I am, because
we still have the Thanksgiving-themed pizza to come in the next 2 hours.
That's right. You know, I am making the bread pudding, since that was an arm twisting.
The chintz room.
The chintz room Lazarus bread pudding.
We're hoping it's a little drier this year.
And more whiskey?
Well, the sauce is good. The bread pudding's been a little runny the last couple years.
I'll take that under note here and do what I can about that.
I hate to critique it like that, but, you know, it's Thanksgiving.
But I haven't given a lot of thought to the pizza that you're wanting here on...
Well, Friday, we've always done that. We had the fruitcake pizza. Yeah. Then we had the... What else have we had? Didn't we have a sugar cookie pizza at one point?
We did have a Bigfoot pizza, yes.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. There you go. So this year...
Well, this year, let's just say...
Just a regular pizza.
Let's just say we'll all be surprised.
We'll all be surprised. You know, Santa Claus came from Coca-Cola.
Oh, so you're saying that...
Well, there's a tie-in there.
All right. So.
Just bring some Coke along with a...
I thought you were a Pepsi man.
Well, it depends. Depends.
Depends.
No, right. No. Like, fountain pop is good with Coke.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know,
what does that depend on? I'm really curious. The Coke versus Pepsi.
I think the price.
I don't know if it's price.
I feel like it's often the same.
Well, if I was going to get a can, I would have Pepsi.
Okay.
But the fountain pop, Pepsi is not good as a fountain pop for some reason.
I just drink Diet Coke, and Miami University is a Pepsi school. And
I didn't know the school had a soda.
I thought you were University of Cincinnati.
No, it's close to Cincinnati. So.
No, and I know, because I went to Miami.
Oh, really?
Denison Hall? Did they bulldoze that yet?
No, it's familiar. What part of campus was Denison Hall?
I think that was Northeast.
I mean, I feel like I've seen it. I live in...
Northeast.
I live...
Well, that narrows it right down.
They have quadrants down.
Do you know,
there.
I live right behind Bachelor.
I don't know.
Southwest.
I live on the, you know, like the western side. They did all the, like, Freedom Summer stuff over there.
I still have my student ID. I'll have to check it out and I'll let you know. I have my student ID.
Still. Well, we should mention... We are going to have this pizza. We're looking for people. Christian, do you have any suggestions for the Upper Crust Society yet?
I mean, I like the Joanne Cassotis idea. I think the fact that, you know, George is in there, I feel like she'd be a good addition.
If anybody has any suggestions, give us a buzz while you're out there baking those pumpkin pies this morning and getting ready with stuffing and all that good stuff for tomorrow, the big turkey. 740-383-9944. Nominees for the fruitcake toss on December 11th.
Are we still looking for the first caller?
No, we had callers.
Other than spam?
No, we had Chip, remember?
Chip. All right.
Yeah.
We can be the first caller this hour.
740-383-9944. By the way, do you know who the first president was to pardon a turkey?
I'm going to say Warren G. Harding.
Ooh.
Well, there's a guess.
Of, you know...
Unofficially.
Every weird tidbit, you know, it seems to start with him.
Harry Truman.
Well, he was a showbiz president.
Harry Truman did the first turkey pardon, although it wasn't official until George Bush. So there's two answers.
Now, what do you mean official?
Well, he got out there with official proclamation and
paper, proclamations. You know, that, excuse me.
All that other.
Why did Harry Truman pardon a turkey?
I think the story is that the turkey actually ran away, and rather than chasing it,
was he going to eat this turkey?
I think that's generally the thing. A bird to the president.
Now, when Trump pardoned the turkey yesterday, I believe it was.
Did he pardon him or send him to El Salvador? I didn't catch
it. No, I think he pardoned him. How many pardons is that?
For Trump?
Yeah.
Well, this year?
Well, yeah, it's only 1 year. We haven't been more than a year into this presidency.
Probably been a couple thousand, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Just threw that turkey in there with the whole other list.
They probably had written on him.
Speaking of this, I'm curious if... when Biden pardoned the turkeys, if he did it with auto pen.
Could have.
Ooh.
Probably did.
So maybe we can go back and eat those turkeys.
I don't understand the whole auto pen thing.
You're looking for an excuse. Any excuse.
Well, you know, it's a bad time. 740-383-9944. All right. So, other than all of that, we're talking about the city of Marion here, which seems to be the topic du jour on this program. Any answers to these problems?
You know, I don't know how it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, I think, you mess around and find out, whether that means, you elect people without doing research. You spend a bunch of money on the parties and the bus wraps and the decals. Like, I bet that's, so that's probably $50,000, the city wishes that it still had come budget season. Would you rather have, save a job or, repaint all the signs when you come into town? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we've seen a lot of these, willy-nilly expenditures, which I understand in the name of, rebranding and, to make the downtown more appealing, that's fine, but... Those obviously were not done with future in mind. If you're looking at it from a financial angle, so like, I don't know. I just think there's no solution. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But I think when it gets worse, it's up to the people in charge and those who are most focused on making a change. I mean, this is the time to be engaged. If you are trying to mount some sort of opposition to council or the mayor, like, this is a time to be at council meetings and, paying attention and, trying to offer some sort of this is what I would do differently.
You know, when did Thanksgiving Eve become a day off for everybody? People used to go to school on this day. People used to work on this day. There are so many people off work today. There are so many people off of school today. When did this become a thing? I don't understand why. This is nothing. This is not a holiday.
Well, it follows that if you're going to take the Friday after Thanksgiving off, why not take the Wednesday before? It just spreads. I mean, we are a society that likes taking days off.
Yeah, but what is the significance of this day?
For me, or at least, I'm guessing a lot of people, it's the travel up to
wherever. Now today is the busiest travel day of the year.
Yeah,
that's true.
So there's that. But, I think it's like, I'm going to use myself as an example, a bunch of college students. This is the stuffiest time of the year. I think probably October through the end of November. In terms of, work, and, it's a break before all your finals. Because, when I go back, I'm going to have a week to study and then finals week. So, time to get recalibrated, time for college students to travel home. I know Miami has a lot of students from far away.
I think college students have always had that. I don't think that's new to college.
Probably.
It's new to grade school, and it's new to high school, and it's new to jobs. Like, why can't... I'm glad they have it off, but why can't a factory worker work today? I mean, what is the significance of this day?
I mean, my guess is people take off to prepare for Thanksgiving, whether that is traveling or whether...
Prepare food 10 times easier than it used to be prepared. Now we need more time?
Yeah. I always like to make my kids watch the Frosty the Snowman cartoon that's selling every year for one reason, because those kids in school were on school on what day? Christmas Eve. They had school on Christmas Eve back then.
We dialed that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so you, now you get the whole week off, now sometimes 2 weeks, you know, no school. And so, I mean, it creeps into, Thanksgiving as well. It's a fixed holiday Thursday. Well, that means you got to take Friday off because he's going to go back to work on Friday.
But I think this is why things don't feel like the holidays anymore. This is why Thanksgiving doesn't feel. No, there's no. If you're off all the time, you know, I don't understand.
You know, you could make the same argument about Black Friday. I remember when I left Thanksgiving early one year to go buy an iPad that I'd saved up for because it was black. It was like $200 off. They don't do Black Friday deals anymore. They do 10, you get 10% off the whole month of November. You don't get 75% off Friday more. Like, that just doesn't happen. That's a that keeps happening. And you talk about, you know, time off school to time off work under a Vivek Ramaswamy administration. You have year-round school. We would be going back to school on Christmas Eve under a Vivek administration. I just think that's worth to point out because this is a political show after all.
But at least we'd be able to, you know, go water skiing on Lake Ohio.
That's right. He likes that. No, you know, I just don't understand how these holidays have gotten so out of whack. And I think it does hurt the uniqueness of them. I think people putting up Christmas decorations early hurt the uniqueness of them. I think it doesn't feel the same. I think that's why during the pandemic people felt it was a more traditional Christmas and a more traditional Thanksgiving, because there was something different about it.
Very good point. And there again, I mean, you are to be respected for not having Christmas music on until after Thanksgiving.
I don't understand. If it's not a rarity, then what makes it special?
Nothing.
Right. Yeah, I don't get it.
If you don't make it special, then it's not going to be special.
You know, there used to be big sporting events that were held on Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving night, because people went out to things after they had the big dinner. Now that would never happen because of the way things are set up. And you talk about Black Friday. Well, Black Friday is almost gone now.
I know. You know, it makes me think, you know, in my household, we do, you know, we go up to our cousin's house the night before Thanksgiving. All the cousins eat together. All the parents go out together. Then, you know, we drive over 45 minutes to another cousin's house. We stay there all day. We watch whatever NFL games are on. Then, you know, for Friday, we put the tree up. Saturday, we watch the Ohio State-Michigan game. And then it's Christmas.
So, well, I'll tell you, the Ohio State-Michigan game. Now, this was a big topic of controversy yesterday amongst people I was talking to. Because I don't think that Ohio State... I'm not even sure they're the odds-on favorite to win this game. I think you've lost four in a row. Ryan Day clearly has a problem with Michigan. Michigan is a better team than they were last year.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're playing in Michigan. It doesn't look good to me.
No, and I remember last year, I think you picked Michigan.
I did.
Well, he's picked Michigan every year.
I've been right.
He's probably been doing that since he's been 11 or 12.
I still don't understand.
I mean, if you beat Michigan for what, 8 or 9 years?
I didn't pick him then.
Well, then you were
but
right.
I don't understand the whole sign-stealing thing. People are still bringing that up, and I still don't understand it. Somebody explain to me the whole sign-stealing deal.
I mean, I thought, like, you know, my dad's a basketball coach, and he watches film to try to, you know, tell what, you know, the signs are from the other team. Like, I didn't know that was a violation in sports. I thought that was part of being a good scout is stealing.
Well, okay, let's say I know your signs, okay? Then I've got to have somebody at the game looking at your coach to see what play he's calling. I have to radio that to my coach for him to tell the players before that play happens. It's impossible to do
that.
Yeah,
that is such a, you know, that's just, that's just not a realistic thing to have happen.
No.
So, but I think Ryan Day on the hot seat. I mean, if, you know,
seemed like sour grapes to me.
Even though, you know, he won the national championship, you've been number one the whole season. Like, maybe it would have done the team a favor to be, you know, have Indiana knock them down to two, just so they know, you know, we're not invincible. And that Texas win, it's not all it was cracked up to be, because they fell out. They lost to, you know, 3-7 Florida or whatever.
What
they
team
are.
Have they played that's worth anything?
Nobody, I think.
So what do you got, Bob?
I don't know their schedule that much, other than the upcoming game against A&M, which, I have to root for A&M since I have family that went there, but that could be a tough game as well.
So as far as the Ohio State-Michigan game, where are you going?
I'm going with OSU this year.
Well, you've been wrong four times in a row.
Well,
ever since we've been doing this, Michigan has won, and you've been wrong every year.
And I'll be right this year.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's going to be a hand.
We
went past the turkey.
You know, Ohio is a Trump state. And the last time Ohio State won, Trump was president. Trump is again president, and he, you know, his big thing. I love Big Ten football. I love Ohio State football. I think to.
I gotta get to this story in a second.
Just to keep things.
Like you reminded me.
To keep things on brand for me. I need to inject. I need to look at it politically and say that because Trump is president again, Ohio State will win.
But Bob, before I get to the Trump story I want to get to today, give us a hint as to what pizza is coming up next hour.
I thought we were going to discuss that. We have a pumpkin. A pumpkin pizza.
But it's not pumpkin pie, you
not,
say.
Not the pumpkin pie. It's a it's a different variation. It's got a pumpkin crust with kind of a cream cheese icing, and then.
Well, you're describing it to us.
Well, you asked.
No, I just said give us a hint.
Well, these are hints. These are hints. You have to imagine it still.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying to think of Friday's Christmas pizza. What goes with Christmas?
Maybe a peppermint bark pizza.
Candy cane.
Maybe there are some listeners out there who could suggest something off the wall as far as a pizza. You know, I'm willing to do off-the-wall pizza.
Yeah, but there's only certain things that are edible.
Everything's edible.
Not like an ornament pizza.
Well, you can make it look like an ornament.
740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Okay, here's the only political story I want to do today, national. Did you see the meeting between President Trump and soon-to-be mayor of New York, Mondami?
I've heard about it. I wasn't involved.
This was a great meeting because these two have called each just everything possible. And they are just so buddy-buddy when they're in the Oval Office there. I've never seen Trump says he thinks Mondami's going to be a great mayor of New York, and he knows New York. And a reporter literally said, you know, Mondami, you called him a fascist. Is he a fascist? And Trump said, just tell him yes, it'll be easier that way. Just tell him yes. I mean, it was the most entertaining video I've ever seen in my life.
Trump likes winners. Trump is easily charmed. He likes people who win. He likes people who are conventionally decent looking. Mamdani checks all those boxes. Trump likes, you know, the popular people. Trump wants to be associated with the popular people. And my favorite part about this is Trump single-handedly destroyed, because you're going to see ads in Ohio in a year tying Amy Acton and Sherrod Brown to Zohran Mamdani. Trump completely, you know, that was going to be what the Republicans ran the next election on, and Trump just killed that line of attack.
He seemed more effusive over Mondami than he did over J.D. Vance any of his own people. I mean, when the reporter said to Mondami, when he said, you called Trump a fascist, is he a fascist? Trump wouldn't even let him speak. Trump just said, tell her yes, it'll be easier that way. Just go ahead and tell her.
Well, I did not catch the interview, so.
Oh, it was just, it was entertaining.
It sounds entertaining.
And then the day after, Trump walks out of the White House with like a turtleneck on, a red turtle, or like a.
I thought that was a scarf.
Like a big scarf, but like he. Like you're dressing differently right after you meet with Mamdani. I thought that was interesting.
Well, what about Mondani? I mean, he's the one screaming at the television when he gets elected, you know, turn up the volume, President Trump, and then he's there, you know.
I think
kissing rear end,
Mamdani,
just like everybody else.
I mean, I think it shows that Mamdani's smart. You know, you say,
is he?
I think you have to appease. You know, after Trump won, all these executives like Tim Cook and Jeff Bezos, they bring Trump awards, they bring him things to make him happy. So you know, he will be nice with tariffs or do things that are favorable to these companies. I think Mamdani sort of realized, like, hey, this is still politics. You've still got to kiss the ring to get things.
I mean, the key to Trump is to fawn all over him, you know, and to give him all this, you know, respect, fake respect or whatever. And so maybe he saw that, and because Trump had threatened cut off all aid to New York City.
Didn't he say vote for
Cuomo?
Cuomo, yeah.
What I'm curious about. You know, Trump sat down the day of, sat down for an interview with 60 Minutes, and that's airs Sunday. So I'm curious how that's going to go.
What's all these 60 Minutes interviews he's doing lately? I mean, wasn't he just on there a couple weeks ago?
Probably. I mean,
is he tired of Fox News?
He might. I mean, when there's no more Trump, I don't know what the conservative movement will do. I hear all this talk. Who's going to be the Trump successor? There's not going to be a Trump successor. There's going to be
not
a
JD.
There's going to be a void, and it's going to be, you know, not everyone will trust JD or, you know, just that's. So I think, you know, all the Fox News, all those like right wing media people, they're not going to know what to do.
By the way, I'm going to bring this up. The Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said to people, busiest travel day of the year today, excuse me, to stop wearing pajamas on planes. You need to have a little more decorum when you go to the airport.
I'll buy that. If you're under the age of 3,
maybe, a little bit of travel plans for you today, wherever you are.
I don't think that's a ridiculous thing for him to say. In fact, I traveled wearing.
We're going to lose our liberal license if you keep this up.
No, I know. One of the two times I went to DC in the last few months, it was a very quick turnaround, very early flight. I had to wear my suit and tie on the plane, and there is a feeling about walking through an airport with a suit. You just feel great. Now, I mean, when you got to take the belt off and you don't have to take the shoes off anymore, but you got to take the belt off.
You know where you got to. You know where your jammies to the airport.
You
got to
take the jacket off. You know that it becomes a hassle. But I think, you know, because on Twitter and Facebook, you see these nostalgia pages, and they'll post pictures of what planes looked like in the 50s, and everyone was being served a three-course meal, and you know everyone was dressed like they were going to church. I think he's trying to evoke that.
We've lost our dialing telephone. We used to have a dialing telephone here.
Well, I mean,
maybe it's in the closet.
I wonder if it's up there amongst all that.
We'll never see it again.
You don't think we'll ever see it again if it's up there?
I mean, I would. I think you could make a good episode cleaning out this office.
Yeah. No, this office is fine.
I mean, I can just add the video aspect.
Christian, see if there's a telephone up there. Just, you know.
I think every time Matt is late, you should make him take out the trash and clean the office.
You think so? Think we're a little disheveled?
I think it'd be spick and span.
There's no telephone up there?
You know.
Is there one under here, Bob?
No.
I think if there's a telephone, then, you know, it's. I don't think it's in the room with
us. Check the boxes. No, up there on the top. I'm sure it was up there on the top.
You can't even see the 11-year award up there anymore.
Well, we've got too many cups and plates and things. Like under that bag, there's nothing? Like that first bag there?
You need to start an avalanche.
I think there's a telephone back there somewhere next to the peanuts.
Those plates are going to fall. You got an avalanche on the table. Oh, my. Fibber McGee's closet.
Is there something back there?
No.
There's got to be a telephone back there, Christian.
Scott.
Do you have the number? We could call it and see if it rings.
Right, talk for a second. I'll go look for the telephone.
How many events are... Well, I mean, I can look, but I'm just scared to cause the... I want Scott to do it, not me.
I think you'd get buried and probably...
I'm curious how many events this radio station is hosting where you need this amount of plates and that... And you... Oh, see?
There is a telephone there.
See how easy that was.
Now, Scott, why isn't this phone hooked up to anything?
It's rotary.
What's wrong with this phone?
Like, couldn't you hypothetically unplug this black phone here and plug that one in?
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh.
Do you even recognize this, Christian?
You're
how old?
When I was younger, Scott, I was notorious.
Oh, that's not a rotary, that's a push button.
No, this is Scott, a push button.
When I was younger, I was notorious for playing with my relatives, aunts, uncles, parents' phones, and pretending to call people, and you know.
Pretend, just go ahead and call them.
Well, now I can't, but you know, this is still when people had, like, you know, rotary phones, or they were on the way out, but you know, I thought they were the coolest thing.
You didn't realize we had this type of thing here at the radio station.
No.
We got another avalanche going on.
Do you want me to call?
Well, let's see if somebody's out there right now.
Should we get Adam on?
Give us a buzz. Give us a buzz. Because I don't have any caller ID any longer. So
no.
No, because this phone certainly doesn't have caller ID. Now, by the way, this is a Bell Phones.
So what you're saying is that the mayor could call in, disguise his voice, and you wouldn't know it.
No, I wouldn't know he was coming now. 740-383-9944. Somebody call me right now. Now, I've got it on the pulse, something.
No, how is that powered? There's no power cable.
Powered?
You were faster than that. What was the number again?
740-383-9944. You should know that by heart.
No, that's just number 7 on the speed dial.
Whoa! Now see, that's a ring. Now that'll wake you up out of a dead sleep. WGH?
Oh, yes, this is Aqua. Yes. I'm told to give you a call and apologize.
Yeah, but thank you. Thank you. There we go. All right, now here's what we're going to do, folks. I had to get the dialing telephone out. This is the dialing telephone.
Oh, yeah.
Because what is the biggest thing going on tomorrow?
I would say
the parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Herald Square. So I figure we'll call up Macy's in Herald Square and see if they're ready.
And there'll be no caller ID, so you'll be able to get through.
No, I'll be able to get through. Just watch. Hold on, I got the number. Now we're calling New York City, folks. Here, get ready. Brace yourself.
Can we then call the dog show?
We're not calling the dog show. Nobody watches that dog show.
Well, there's a little dial tone for you.
Oh,
okay, here you go.
That's a little fake. This is like old-time radio when you would call people.
We're calling New York now. Don't scare people.
Welcome to Macy's Herald Square, located at Broadway and 34th Street. Today's hours
it
are
is.
10 a.m.
Listen, they've got a little message.
PM. Your call may be monitored or recorded.
I gotta clear
the
throat.
If you know the extension you are calling, press 1. To reach the store, press 2. If you have questions about your Macy's credit card,
no other show's getting this morning, I'll tell you that.
Stolen, 3. Questions about an existing order, 4. To repeat this menu, press star.
Operator.
We're sorry. Your response was not understood, or no menu option was selected. If you know the extension
operator.
You're calling, press 1. To reach the store, press 2. If you have questions for a list of our departments, press 1. To reach Macy's backstage at this location, press 2.
Macy's backstage?
For store hours, directions, or a list of nearby locations, 3.
Is that right?
For other questions, store offices and employment opportunities, 4. To return to the previous menu, pound. To repeat this menu, press
maybe down. I'll be looking for a new job at the beginning of the year.
You might. There's going to be a cut here.
The fun happens backstage.
Yeah, once
with
you,
new
once
arrivals
you get
weekly,
by the,
it's never the same show twice. So come in often and get on the A-list by signing
is anybody
up for
there, or are they all working on the parade?
Stage.com. Don't forget to hit us up on Facebook,
balloons.
Twitter, and Instagram.
They got some guy back there huffing and puffing.
Okay, here we go. I need complete silence.
Please hold during silence while we connect your call.
I need
your
complete
call
silence.
Will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
That's 2 hours. Here we go.
Good show.
Are we being connected?
I think you've been disconnected.
What happened? I hear something. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Hey, what is this? Macy's at Herald Square?
Yeah, backstage.
Backstage. Where is backstage?
It's in the Macy's Herald Square.
Oh, I didn't know you had a stage.
Oh yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Now, tomorrow is the Macy's... this is Scott from Ohio, and I'm calling because I hear tomorrow you have a parade going on.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What parade is that tomorrow?
Like, it's for Thanksgiving, I guess.
Oh, it's the Thanksgiving parade?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this something new?
No, it's not new.
Not new?
We've been doing it, like, yeah, no, it's not new.
Oh, it's been around a few years.
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, am I able to just come to the parade tomorrow and watch it?
Yeah, I think you should. But you know what? I'm going to transfer you to the human resource so they can give you more information about that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
All right, no problem. Just give it a second.
Who am I going to now?
Research.
The research? Is that what they said?
Yes, some type of research.
Okay, well, boy, I'll tell you, this Macy's. They know what they're doing. They got their stuff together.
Admin office, Macy's Herald Square. May I help you?
Yes, this is Scott from Ohio. Hey, I had a question about the parade tomorrow. I was thinking about driving in from Ohio to watch it.
That's a tough one, yeah. Because it's hard to find parking in the city, and people like camp out sometimes overnight, or they get to the parade areas like crazy early in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
And you wouldn't be able to have, you know, your car with you, because those areas, first of all, it's always hard to park in the city, but they clear that neighborhood out, all those neighborhoods out. They don't allow any parking.
So it's trouble tomorrow to park in New York City.
It's always trouble, but tomorrow I think it will be even more trouble.
So is it probably better just to watch it on television?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, unless you kind of plan in advance and, you know, whatnot.
Right.
I definitely would not bring a car into the city.
No. So, but people who fly in, maybe take a cab down there or something?
Yeah, or they take, you know, buses or subways.
Right. So now, do you have to work the parade tomorrow? Do you have to work Thanksgiving?
I could have volunteered to work it, but it's one of the few days that I get off, so I'm actually not going to be working it.
Oh, I understand. Do you watch the parade?
Not recently. I have in the past.
I was trying to find it here on the schedule. Is it still on NBC?
I think so.
Oh, good. Good. Is there a lot of preparation there today because of the parade?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Really? Really? Do they have the balloons out already?
The balloons are on the Upper West Side neighborhood, Columbus, Central Park West in the 70s and 80s near the Museum of Natural History. That's where they blow them up.
So did they blow them up in the morning or do they blow them up today?
Historically, they blow them up in the this evening. I don't know. So.
I'm just a parade enthusiast, and I have never been to the parade itself, and I hear that this is the parade to go to.
It's a fun parade, but I'm just warning you, you know, the whole car situation. People just, you know, I would not recommend bringing a car into the city on that day. You know, I'd just recommend, you know, navigating with public transportation.
Is there a best place to view the parade?
Well, if you Google Macy's parade route, you'll see where it goes. It starts in Central Park West in the 70s, and it goes to 59th Street, and then it turns on 59th Street, which is otherwise known as Central Park South, it goes cross town there for a few blocks, and then it goes down 6th Avenue until they get to 34th Street. So that's like from 59th Street to 34th Street on 6th Avenue.
How long, the last time I was in New York, I was going to go into Macy's. How long have you guys been there in Herald Square?
I believe it's more than 100 years.
More than wow. Do a lot of celebrities shop there?
I don't know. If they do, they're quiet about it.
They're quiet. Yeah, I can imagine they'd be a little quiet about that. Well, I appreciate all the information, and I hope everything goes well with the parade tomorrow. You have the day off, which is nice. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have a favorite float? Or a favorite balloon?
Oh, I haven't paid enough attention to the parade in recent years to have a favorite float, to be honest.
Oh, do you have to work Black Friday?
Yes, everyone has to work Black Friday.
But Macy's has some good sales going on, I'm sure.
Indeed.
Well, I certainly appreciate all the help. Is there a parade expert at Macy's I could speak to?
I don't think so. You know, they really don't, I don't think so.
But now, go ahead.
I was going to say you can Google an awful lot of information about the parade.
You know, a friend and I were having a conversation yesterday about the first balloon ever in the parade. Do you know what the first balloon ever was?
No, I don't.
No.
I'm sorry, but I bet you can Google that too.
I bet so. You know, everything's on Google now, isn't it? I'll tell you, that's wonderful. Well, how long have you been with Macy's?
11 years.
11. Do you enjoy it?
There are definitely advantages.
I bet so. Well, I'm glad to hear. Do the box stores still do well, even in the internet age?
I am not in a position to say that.
No, I can understand. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I appreciate the information. And do you think it might be a good idea to go? Did you say the Upper West Side is where they keep the balloons?
Yes. Central Park West, near the Museum of Natural History.
Now, if I drove in tonight...
That area is so closed off. You would probably have to... If you were on foot... You would probably get in eventually to watch that, but a car would be a nightmare.
Oh, I bet it would. But that's I could go in tonight and see all the balloons like Felix and Garfield and all that, Spider-Man, and then make
yes,
it back.
But from what I understand, it's not easy to get into that area also. That area now is a lot of fencing, and you have to like wait, and there's crowds of people. When I was a young person, it wasn't as popular an activity, and you could just show up. But that's not the case anymore. It's, you know... It's a scene there, but...
Is there an estimate on how many people attend this thing tomorrow?
I wouldn't know.
Thousands, though.
I imagine.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Like I said, I hope you enjoy your time off tomorrow, and maybe you'll get a chance tomorrow morning to watch the parade.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a great holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Macy's at Herald Square in New York. Well, what other station's doing? Now, there's the holidays. We don't have to go.
Felix the cat.
She was very discouraging about going to the parade.
That, you know, that's what it sounded like. And I think, you know, I'm going to guess that back in, you know, the heyday of the box stores in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you know, people would drive their land yachts right up to the, you know, the line of the parade, and they would... sit in their car and watch it from there. I'm surprised that they've turned down on the parking.
You know, I think it's interesting that the Macy's employee is not watching the Macy's parade and hasn't seen it for years.
Well, it's like the cook who spends all day on Thanksgiving preparing the meal and sampling here and there. When it gets to dinner time, they're just not interested anymore.
I find that they sound worn out there at Herald Square.
Really worn out.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that call?
I did. I think we need more. I mean, I think that this is what sets you apart from all the other so-called journalists in Marion. You know, none of them are actually doing the work of calling, you know, the Macy's or the...
At Herald Square.
Thank God you said at Herald Square, because I would have thought you were just talking about the one in Columbus.
I did not want to get the Macy's at Polaris.
No,
that'd be... Hey, I wonder, let's you and I go down to Macy's at Polaris tomorrow morning and see if there's a parade.
I don't think there will be.
You don't think?
See, I have a belt.
I like Macy. Oh, my Lord. I think I'll make you jump 10 foot. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is a person from Arizona calling you. I heard you talking on the internet, and you said that you had no way of getting into the Macy Parade. I understand in Marion you had plenty of money and you had a chopper. And are you still operating a chopper?
That is true, but I'm afraid that the blades might take out one of the balloons in the parade.
Oh, you're interested in balloons now, huh?
Well, the Macy's Parade.
Oh, my goodness. You're growing up now. How old are you, young man?
Right now, about 27.
Well, I heard you was a little older than that, knocking on the door at 50. Are you still interested in parades like you was when you was a little boy?
Oh, absolutely. Because at Christmas time, at Thanksgiving time, it's kids from 1 to 92.
I heard that you had a real chunky, real jolly, I should say, Santa that comes on your station up there in Marion, Ohio.
Well, he's chunky and jolly, yes. He's both.
Well, the jolly young fellow goes with the old man. And, you know, he's lived for a long time. You may be taking...
That's right. Did you enjoy hearing what's going on at Macy's?
Oh, yeah, it was great. So I'll have to go now and say hi. You're a ring on my phone. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye. All right. Well, listening out there in Arizona, how about that? Boy, when that phone rang, that, you know, it's a very...
It's frightening. Geez. It's frightening.
Jumped about 10 foot in the air there. We're going to have to fix that.
I believe you can adjust the ringer on there. Lower.
There's a sound.
Well, as I recall, the old...
Oh, yes, the loudness is down here on the bottom. My goodness.
Is it all the way up?
Yeah, it's
apparently.
All the... Well, no, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe... I don't want to turn it off. Okay, anyway.
All right. Well, if we
what other stations call me? This will be a moment for the highlight reel. The time we called Macy's on Thanksgiving Eve to ask him about the Herald Square parade.
So we need another caller to make sure that you adjusted the ringer right.
You know, there was a commercial. We'll do this before we go to break. I'm sure this is in the public domain for all you out there listening. There was one of the great commercials was the Macy's. I think they turned 150 years. Why is Macy's the store, even though it's never been the biggest chain in the world? Everybody knows Macy's.
The movie.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I wonder how they got in that miracle on...
They paid for it.
No, they didn't pay for it. I'm sure people... There it is. Here it is. Now, you won't be able to see all the stars in this, but maybe you'll recognize the voices. This was the commercial for Macy's at 150 years. Are you ready? Here you go. Enjoy. Macy's at 150.
This is Macy's.
Everything's better at Macy's. We're known as the comedy store.
Hey! From Macy's in New York City, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Where did you get such a lovely outfit?
Here at Macy's.
Yes, I found a lot of cute things at Macy's.
Good!
I saw her in Macy's and she told me that she'd love to do it.
The nation's biggest department store, Macy's.
Oh, you can find me any day at Macy's.
What is Macy's?
Macy's Thanksgiving.
When Grandpa McMahon used to take Little Eddie to Macy's, and Little Eddie jumped up on Santa's lap.
We're standing in Macy's, the largest department store in the world.
All those huge balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Going off to Macy's. Macy's.
Only one store has been a part of your life for 150 years. That's the magic of Macy's.
You see, that's the magic of Macy's.
I guess it is.
They're known as the quality store.
You know, I have a bone to pick. You know, I know we're at the end of the hour, but I have a bone.
We got a whole other hour.
Plenty
of bones.
I will save my bone to pick with Macy's for the next
hour. You got a bone to pick with Macy's?
I do.
Oh, God.
He's a Bloomingdale's guy.
Oh, really? Shop at Bloomingdale's. What's the other big store in New York?
Bloomingdale's.
No. There's Macy's, and then there's one across the street.
I've been to New York once. And I don't remember much.
I'll tell you, the one across from Macy's, that's a big whoop-de-doo, too. I can't remember the name of it. We'll be back. Final hour. Thanksgiving Eve. Stay tuned.
help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.